John, you asked how my weekend was.
Yeah.
Tale of two restaurants. Tale of two restaurants. I went to one restaurant that we loved, and I went to one that I'm convinced is going to be closed like any minute.
Uh-huh. Are you naming names?
I'm not going to name names. Oh. That's not fair to the restaurants. But Friday, Heather, we were talking off air. Hey, I was going to go out to dinner with Kelsey. You were going to go with Colin. We both had noted we didn't have reservations.
Yeah. So where are we going to go?
How am I going to find a place? Well, it's probably a red flag if a place is just wide open on a Friday at 5:30. It's a little early.
It's a little early.
But wide open.
Yeah.
Was there a bar at this restaurant? Were there people having cocktails happy hour?
One or two tables. We went out to the patio, which was empty, and we were seated out there.
It was a decent day Friday, too. It got a little maybe rainy or cooler later in the night.
But we sit down, we eat, and whatever. Afterwards, I said something to Kelsey. I go, that place isn't going to make it. And she goes, you're absolutely right. So then we started unpacking everything else. Pricey. With small portions.
Oh, I'm out.
The combo is a tough pill to swallow. They brought out a happy hour menu. And I'm thinking, oh, okay, great. We're going to get some discounted cocktails. It was just a list of featured cocktails, not discounted at all. It was a $17 cocktail was the featured cocktail on the happy hour menu. I go, okay, this is not off to
umbrella included?
Yeah, really. I go, okay. I got a steak. And, wasn't cooked right.
Okay, so
it wasn't cooked to order.
First off, you ordered a steak.
Yes.
What was the steak?
I get it medium.
I didn't ask the temperature.
No.
I said, what's the steak?
John, it wasn't a steakhouse. It was one steak, and it was over a bed of vegetables. It wouldn't have been your kind of steak.
Okay. Was it a filet? Was it a ribeye?
They didn't even specify.
Oh, what? They always specify. Even the worst restaurants specify.
Yeah.
It did not say sirloin. It did not say ribeye. It said steak. No.
Steak and veggies.
I'm not ordering a steak unless I know what it is. If I see the cost next to it.
Look, I didn't eat lunch that day. I slept for lunch. I was very hungry. So I didn't even send it back. I just said, fine, I'm going to eat the steak. I ordered it medium. It was definitely medium well. I did not want it to be medium well, but I ate it. The only good thing was the dessert, which I don't think is a good sign if your restaurant only does dessert well.
No, because it limits what you're going to go there for. You may go eat somewhere else and be like, yeah, let's go over to this place for dessert.
Yeah, I just call that place Dairy Queen.
Right.
Sure.
Yes.
Yeah. So I just felt like there's no way this place is going to make it. If on a Friday night,
is it
wide open, relatively new, yeah.
Maybe people don't know a lot about it. Did you look at reviews? Does it have bad reviews online?
No, didn't have bad reviews.
Did it have reviews?
I didn't look.
So
because that's a sign that maybe
you don't know if it had bad reviews.
I suppose it could have had bad reviews. I looked up the menu. I didn't look at the Yelp or the Google.
So how did you make the reservation? Did you call them or did you use an app?
No, so it's funny. Tom actually witnesses post show. I'm texting Kelsey. I go, what do you want to do? We need reservations. She goes, I booked them for this place.
Oh.
So no discussion. This is where we're going. Okay, I'll give it a shot. It's a new place. But I told you, I go, I don't know about this menu. I was talking to you, Tom, before I left. I go, I don't know about this menu.
Because you're the guy who looks at the menu before
ahead of time,
to a restaurant, which I don't do.
Yes. And your wife said, this is where you're going to eat.
I didn't mind. I go, we'll give it a try. It's something new. It's something different.
Yeah. I think at this point, we need to just let you determine where you guys go eat from now on.
I think so.
Based on
Like
when you have questions about a menu beforehand.
Yeah.
That's absolute no at that point. Like, did you say anything
ahead of time? No, because I figured I'd get the steak. I mean, there's always something.
Yeah, but
you
don't even know what
the
steak is, and it's on a bed of greens. It's the steak salad.
Yeah, that's horrible.
The moral of the story is lots of red flags.
Red flag. First red flag is it's a Friday night in the springtime slash almost summer when people are getting out of their caves. And enjoying a little sunlight, enjoying not having to wear their winter parka. And if it is a place on a Friday night, now, was it off the beaten path or was it in a...
This is in a city where there would be lots of foot traffic.
And you said there weren't people outside.
Restaurants...
It was chilly Friday night, though.
Restaurants one or two doors over could not get a reservation anytime between 5 and 9. So same area where other restaurants are packing them in on a Friday night, same weather... Packing them in, can't get a reservation. Yeah. We picked the place you can get a reservation, red flag. You sit down, you're paying $17 for a cocktail, your portions are tiny, your steak's not cooked properly. Tick, 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 tick.
How was the service?
Good.
Okay. Check one for
did you
pros,
tip
I
well
guess.
On that steak that you got under or overcooked?
I tipped the normal amount, 20%. I didn't get anything extra.
So I think the first red flag is obviously, are there tables open at a, I wouldn't say 5:30 is prime time. You're probably going there, and if you are able to get into a restaurant anytime between the order, the hour of 4:30 to 5:30, it's either going to be a whole lot of blue hairs or it's people with kids, mm-hmm. which I would think in knowing you, it's probably not the crowd that you want to associate with.
No.
Think
loud,
about it.
Loud children screaming children at the restaurant. I can't control it, but preference would be probably not.
So for where I'm at in my life and the kids, obviously with Teddy and Lisa, there's a lot of times where we'll drop one off at a practice or a game or some type of school team event. And we will at that time be looking for a restaurant to go to. No foresight, no nothing. Just, hey, where can we get in? I actually texted you a couple of weeks ago. I said, hey, we're thinking about going to this place. You know, what are you thinking about it? Yeah. And you're like, oh, yeah, you know, it wasn't a ringing endorsement.
It was, it's fine.
Yeah, but it was, I've been there. Yeah, I haven't been there in a while. The red flag for me when I go and I sit down is, first of all, is there any wait or is there anybody in the restaurant? Mm-hmm. In this case, it was right around 5:30. There was almost no one there. And so the red flag goes off that, okay, this is not a place that people really want to go eat. Maybe it's a drink place. Maybe it's a dessert place. Maybe it's a bar that doesn't get rocking and rolling until 10 o'clock and the menu is bad. We sat down and like I said, there was no one there. The lady who sat us obviously gives us the menus. Mm-hmm. It was 20 minutes with no one there before anybody came to the table to say, would you like something other than water? And that to me was a red flag. We stayed because we were waiting for Elliot this time to be done with something and should have known right off the bat that, okay, this is not it. And finally somebody comes. Teddy is hangry. I'm even more hangry. It just was a bad experience. If no one comes to your table within the first 10 minutes, normally I'm a let's get up and find somewhere else to go. Because that to me is a red flag. Like if you can't even provide good service,
what else
you don't even get to the food.
Yep.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus DNC supply.
Restaurant red flags. 248-539-9797. I said it was a tale of two restaurants. Place we went on Sunday for brunch. New place. It just opened up springtime. Phenomenal. Priced great, big portions, very happy with it.
So I have a big red flag. It's when there's open tables and there's people waiting.
Oh.
Because that tells me about how you manage a restaurant and you don't have the staff. People want this food. They're willing to wait for it when there's multiple open tables sitting there. Yeah. And you saw some of that during COVID, and I think there was a decent excuse for that just because of the landscape of you know, the workplace at that time. But like, that means people don't want to work for you. Like, if you have the business and you can't have the employees, then you're either managing it wrong or you're not taking care of them the way they should. Like, I know of there's a restaurant downriver that's always, since I've known about it and moved down that way with Kelly, that is always vibrant, always has people waiting, and the employees all seem very happy. So they're taking care of their employees and they're managing it well. Mm-hmm.
Some early ticket text. Red flag is ordering a steak medium. Fine, John.
Yeah, that's a you red flag.
You order the steak or how you
even,
want to eat
not
it.
Not even knowing what, like that. That's the where the you, I did, I you just, can I order it however
the menu.
You want.
I just double checked the menu. It's a sirloin steak, John. Okay. It's a sirloin steak.
The fact that you didn't even know that.
Says who orders a steak? Medium. Costa's the worst. How are you guys ordering your steaks?
Rare.
Bleeding. You.
Well,
thank
no,
you for
I
answering
don't,
so quickly, Heather.
I know what my husband would order.
Yes, rare.
Yes.
Yes.
I don't want it mooing. I also don't want it burned to a crisp, charred, and dried. Medium's a nice compromise.
Mm-hmm. It's halfway to batter's glove.
But you don't you know the restaurant trick? They always cook it one level up.
Well, it depends on the place. Like, some places cheat it the one way or another.
Uh-uh, because they want to be safe not to get the whole...
So whatever, when we went for our anniversary, we went to a place, and I asked for a rare steak. And the guy actually said... I don't know if we can do rare. It might have to be medium rare. And I said, well, check with the kitchen because if it doesn't come rare, I will send it back.
Really?
And he came back and he said, you assured me. Yes, it will be rare. And when it came out, it was perfect.
That was a rookie mistake. A new place and ordering it what you wanted it as instead of going.
So I should have ordered it what?
Medium rare.
Medium rare. And that way, if it comes a little bit too red, you could say, hey, could you throw this back on the grill for a half a second?
Rookie.
Yeah.
Rookie for assuming they'd cook the steak the way you ordered it.
Didn't know what the steak was.
How
still ordered it.
I'm taking more arrows than the restaurant. How did that? Things usually happen like that around here. Don't you realize that?
Anyway.
Rookie.
I would like your restaurant red flags, not Jim Costa red flags.